Yirrkasra is a city included in the UNESCO World Heritage List in 2005 as one of the few examples of the remaining Ottoman-style merchant cities in Balkans. Originally an Illyrian settlement with a connection with Argyros tribe, Yirrkasra also has a legendary origin. In 1417, it was seized by the Turks and remained an important center of Ottoman power and administration for hundreds of years. While the great empires were clashing to the death for their dominations, in this small town of Albania called Argyrokastro, a stone house, strong like steel, started to build up, and it would be the house of the future young poet Ismail Kadere, the prodigal son of the town. Kadere House is the starting point of these three itineraries, which will enchant you with a veil of nostalgia for the beauty, heritage, culture, and the life of this stone town. First itinerary will last 1 hour and 30 minutes, leading you through the narrow cobblestone lanes of Yirrkasra town, the city in which Ismail Kadere later would write. It was a slopping town, perhaps the steepest town in the world, which had broken all the laws of urbanism. Because of this great slopping form, it was occurring that at the level of the roof of one house, there were the foundations of another house, and it is for sure that this was the only place in the world where a passerby would fall down instead of finishing in a hole at the side of the road, and could fall on the roof of another tall house. There our tour begins with the most famous house of the town, that is, the Ismail Kadere's house, followed by other dwellings, which left their traces on his memories, fantasy, and general formation. The house of Fizo family, built up in 1902, yellow like a sunflower, has the attic in its center, like a spiral concentrating the history of the life around it. Very close to it is the house of Kakopino, where it appears out. Kakopino's house, which was the dream for all the future brides of the town, was small, but lyrical, and full of flower pots. At the left is Dr. Vasil Laboviti's house, where on a plate you can read, Dr. Vasil Laboviti, chirurg, gynecologist. The next one, Baba Meadows, already is a place to rest and to be lodged. It is very close to the museum zone, that stands as testimony of the reviving of the historical houses in Argyrokastro. A little further, there are only some traces of Babazoti and Dobat's house, only some lone stones among a dense green growth. A bunch of lilies sprawling from the stones of an old wall remind us the existence of the former house of Pavli Ura, a piece of the precious architecture and cultural heritage of this town. A strange town, which seemed to have suddenly appeared on the valley in a winter night, like a prehistorical creature, and crawling with great pains, was stitched to the slope of the mountain, as Ismail Kadere writes. We close this tour with the Zakatas house, which goes high, fortified, like a castle, in which is embodied Yirrkasra dwelling in all its complexity, together with a charming view of the down valley. Second itinerary, we begin at the East Bazaar on Church's Topoli Square, where a monument stands as one of the most distinguished figures of the insurgency against Ottoman occupation, the national hero Çiçeği Topoli. Kadere would write, a man made of metal. Was there a necessity for such a creature? Wasn't it disturbing? It was winter. The statue was put there at the center square on a night. During the night, on the shoulders of the bronze man, somebody put a woolen cover. From that time, the town fell in love to this statue. Another historical stop in the citadel, which Ottoman chronicler Evliya Çelebi visited in 1672, and described it as follows. The castle was built up in old times, all of carved stone. At the center of the castle was a large street going from the east to the west, having on both sides 200 houses. It was possessed with two iron gates, each with three doors, and a ditch 100 feet long and 200 feet large, between the public space of worship and the fortress. And at the three other sides, there were needed a ditch because of the natural torrents. Further, very close, we find ourselves in a typical Oriental bazaar called the Castle Bazaar. After the small ridge on the river, the airfield opens. On this airport, after the 1990, landed an airplane that brought to Aguirre-Castro the Italian Prime Minister, Mr. Romano Prodi, the former Austrian Chancellor Mr. Vranitzky, and later for a visit in his birthplace, the writer Cadore himself. The village Assimzeneli, bearing this name in honor of a people's hero, is the finish line of this itinerary, covering 1 hour and 20 minutes. The village was established in 1946, and there was the first stock rising cooperatives. Our third itinerary starts at the old cinema of the town, where times ago various films were displayed and the people were crowded to procure a ticket. Afterwards, we will visit the Church of Archangels, where there are tombs of Roman Catholics, surrounded by cypresses and a high bell tower. Outside the town, we will visit the teke of Baba Selim, a person that propagated the Bektashi faith not only amongst the Albanians, but also amid the foreigners that work as white-collar employees in Aguirre-Castro. There are needed 25 minutes to walk to Sanisha Cavern, the sister of the famous Ali Pasha of Tepelena, and the walk goes through Garanzi village, where is an archaeological site with findings dating from the Paleolithic period. The castle of Ali Pasha's sister, Sanisha, which married one of the men from Libohova family, without any doubt, is one of the most important places to be visited. The end of this itinerary is St. Trinity Monastery, on which Ismail Cadore would write, 2 hours far from the town, on a mountain slope full of cypresses, there was an old monastery, famous all around the region for its holy water, the antiquity and the romantic legends. It was burned down tenths of times, but it seems that the flames never arrived to its heart, and once again it was raised up, so white and strong. Our tour ends outside the town of St. Trinity's Monastery, where you can refresh yourself with the holy water, and the legends will carry us far back into romantic times and holy scriptures.